WFMU. Hey, everybody. Clay pitching with you on a Thursday evening, the TNP.
I have returned.
I want to see the chipmunk. I want to see the chipmunk. I want to see the chipmunk.
Hey everybody, it's Clay Pigeon. How you doing? This is the Dusty Show on WFMU. Without looking, how many of you recognize this song? From the album Burgers by Hot Tuna, this is Water's Song. I always thought it was nice. Is it Jorma Kaukonen? Is that how you say it? Jorma? And Jack from Jefferson Airplane, Papa John Creech. I love this stuff. Takes me back. Around 72, I think. I'm glad you're with me. Stick around. We'll be right back. Jeff likes it. He says, Hot effin' Yorma. Dale always thought it was the dead. It's Hot Tuna. Dusty Show. Steve Marriott. crazy good voice. Steve Marriott. I don't know if Peter Frampton was on smoking, was he? He might have been gone by then. I'm going to let this roll straight through its downloads, you guys. Hardly any interviews. This time
around. This one will jump in at Shadows.
I love this. I was so happy when I came across this cassette. Oh, it's been years ago now, but I had never heard the Boston tracks from early Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green. What is it, the Tea Party? No Stevie Nicks, no Lindsay, no Bob Welch. Not even any Christine, just Jeremy, Danny Kirwan, John McVie, Mick Fleetwood, and the Green God, Jumping at Shadows. Good, isn't it?
Got me down again. I've been jumping in shadows.
Thank you. Thank you very much. If you ever get to hear about it, I don't know if you ever heard of Duster Bennett. You heard of Duster Bennett? Because that's his number, that's, you know, this thing.
I can never show you just how much I care.
Making all those little songs at home in GarageBand. Short attention span, but all those tracks. I'll send that out to my wife, Kirsten. She's been sick this week. Bad cold. It's that time of year. April in New York, New Jersey. Doesn't know what it wants to be. Warm one day, cold the next. Chilly here tonight on the way here. Hope you guys are doing good. It's, 20 after 6. Clay Pigeon with you on the Dusty Show. Feeling a little strange. Usually I would have interviews or phone calls or something. I always feel guilty when I play music. And it's always daunting on WFMU. There's so many experts here, so well-versed in their music, and they know what's good. I'm kind of guessing. I like this from back in the day. Do you guys remember a band called Cold Blood from San Francisco? Probably best known for their singer, Lydia Pence, but this particular track is instrumental. I remember I loved it when I was a kid. It's called Shop Talk from an album called Sisyphus. This is Cold Blood on the Dusty Show. If you felt like it, you could call 201-209-9368. If you feel like it, I could throw you on over this song. It's a few minutes long. It's all instrumental. Cold Blood. Dusty Show, anybody there? Who's here?
Hey, Dusty.
Who's this?
Hey, I'm just driving down the parkway listening to you, man.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, you know, I understand what you're saying, how, you know, it can be intimidating. The other DJs are very, you know, up on their stuff and stuff, but you are a very real person.
Thanks, man. Fabio always says, oh, Clay, you could never have a music show.
And today you're especially on a roll. it's good to have a music day. I think you're on a roll today. So.
Thanks, man. How old are you?
Me? Well, I'm 50.
Are you 50? Yeah,
yeah.
I'm 57. I got a few years on you. These are songs I remember most of them from when I was young. You might not even know most of them. What are you listening to these days?
You know, I listen to FMU, so I listen to such a wide, you know, I don't think I've been seriously into a band since the Pixies or something,
yeah.
You know, and that.
You kind of locked in back in that era, and then.
Well, yeah, I'm not locked there, but now it's like I just, everything that's good and it doesn't matter. It, like, everything you played right now are, I don't know any, I didn't know the Hot Tuna song, you know, I remember.
Yeah.
Listening to some Hot Tuna. I never heard that. That was brilliant.
Thanks, man. You're so nice.
You know, all the things you played, the pre-Fleetwood Mac stuff, I never heard before, but it's great. It's great.
Oh, you're so nice to me, man. Thanks. I'm going
to
let
you. I just wanted to give you some words of encouragement. I got to keep my eyes on the highway. And
yeah, your phone's breaking up just enough too, where it's a little weird.
Yeah, down near Asbury Park, it's kind of far too. But
what's your message to all our listeners today? Give them a message of peace and love, man.
The FMU is so important. There's nothing else. You can go up and down the dial all you want. This is it, man. This is it.
Can you just shout out loud, I love today's WFMU.
I love today's WFMU.
The bass man. Who's here?
Hey, it's Dave from Brooklyn. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man? What's on your mind today?
I'm really glad that you played Hot Tuna Water Song. I've been following Hot Tuna since 1970, and saw him last year, and it was one of the best shows they've done in 40 years. It was very high energy.
Hold on. Hey, man, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
They do it every year at the Beacon.
Hold on for the drum solo. Just a second. I'll come back. Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just had to hear that. You know,
hey, I'm glad I wasn't Santana. That drum solos can take weeks.
Yeah, that is a great old Hot Tuna song. I love it. It's so pretty. Are you a Deadhead? Do you like that whole scene?
I'm a huge Deadhead, sure. I went to see Phil Lesh a couple of weeks ago at the re-renovated Capitol Theater up in Port Chester, and it was a wonderful show, an intimate theater, only 1,800 seats.
And now there's a whole scene, Widespread Panic, Fish, Black Crows, all those bands have picked up the mantle. It seems like a peaceful scene. That's what I like about it. Hey, man, I got to rush you along because I'm running out of song. What's your message of peace and love?
Peace and love is renewable energy, stop the war machine, and love your brother and sister because that's all we got in the water we drink, brother.
Thanks, man.
Thank you for picking up. I hope your wife is feeling better.
Thanks, man.
Aerosmith and Badfinger, Peter Criss and Kip Winger, Robin Thicke and Skrillex, Keith and Mick and Joe Tex, Gavin Rossdale, Tim Conway, Don Drysdale, Don Quixote, Ernest Hemingway, and Don Dokken. The van is rockin', don't bother knockin'. Sammy Hager and Michael Bublé, Jim Nabors, the Posse Duble, and Almond Joy, or a Mounds. Both will put on the extra pounds. San Diego and in Denver, a bagel, a dented fender, a policeman, but no one gets hurt. He likes Dannon yogurt. By the spoonful, he will shovel spoons of Dannon in his pie hole. He will gurgle, he will burble, a mouthful on the table. Oh, Eddie Munster and Randolph Mantooth, Al Unser, oh, Nanu Nanu, Robin Williams and Pam Dawn. Made a million, made off like robbers. They had many successful seasons, hardly any good reason to quit the show, to leave the dough, to face the future and go solo. Like Michael Jackson and Beyonce, seeking reaction was what the critics say. Were they better on their own, or were they worse off alone? Belinda Carlisle, the old miser, how deep the rug pile? Tell me, father of Montreal and Fleet Foxes, Pat Boone and Justin, what's in the boxes? Frito-Lay, Procter and Gamble, Don Covey and Junior Samples, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, David Blaine and Doug Henning, St. Vincent versus Foghat, Fat Mattress versus Toe Fat, Kreskin versus Gary Spivey, Badfinger was the Ivies. Now Harvard's in the Ivy League. Christy Brinkley versus Cheryl Teagues.
Clay Pigeon with you, Dusty Show. Some semblance of the Dusty Show. 28 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, the shortest hour of my week, and probably the favorite hour. This is the fun stuff. I love coming to WFMU. How lucky am I to have a little program on this radio station and to have attentive, intelligent, insightful listeners like you guys. You're amazing. And then there's the AccuPlaylisters. That's a whole other layer of veteran devotion. Love those people. United. I'm from the Midwest. I love Cheap Trick and Power Pop. This is produced by Todd Rundgren. Matter of fact, this song is written by Todd Rundgren. I think the album is Next Position, Please. This song didn't make much of a dent, but it sure is good, and it really shows off Robin Zander's incredible voice. Heaven's Falling, Cheap Trick, The Dusty Show, FMU. John Brandt on bass, not Tom Peterson. It's a great song.
I know the sky.
Robin. Recorded right up there in Woodstock in Bearsville, New York. So many great records were Psychedelic Furs, XTC, Fog Hat. MP3s sound weird, don't they? God, I wish I had that on vinyl. I downloaded these last night, which is unusual for me, and I'm waiting for this one to roll through. This is another power pop band from Illinois. You may or may not remember, called Off Broadway. I always play them when I play Cheap Trick. They shared a lot of dates together. Same scene, same power pop love from the 70s, early 80s. This is Off Broadway. Cliff Johnson sings Bad Indication. I love this stuff, you guys. Bet Evan Davies likes this. Man, I'm almost out of time. It's making me sad. 21 minutes in front of 7. Clay Pigeon with you on the Dusty Show, talking over all your favorite records. Yeah.
Hey, what are we gonna do about ISIS? Cause it's become a crisis. Left to their own devices, they will proliferate. What are we gonna do about fracking? The earth itself is cracking. Earthquakes in Oklahoma. Can you imagine that? It's a hell of a mess. We got ourselves in now.
A terrible, terrible day in the news, ladies and gentlemen.
The last polar bear has died. Ain't it sad? They took his pretty white hide and put it in a museum for $29.95. On Sundays you can see it, and they'll give you an 8x10 and a collectible polar bear pen. And they'll show you the 3D movie that makes it seem like he's alive again. Polar bears are gone forever now.
We've saved some DNA,
so maybe we can clone them somehow. There's a male in the Nashville Zoo. Yes, but he's been stuffed since 1902. There's a female in St. Paul. Oh, but she's been stuffed and she's hanging on a hunter's wall. There's an infant in Qatar, fitting in formaldehyde in a mason jar. There are sperm cells in a tube, in a freezer down at Jiffy Lube, just waiting for you. You, Mr. Scientist, you must get lonely out in your lab, drinking that one calorie tab, trying to keep the calories down, staying up late at night, going over your papers. Look, I've made an important discovery,
and nothing in my
save the world. Oh, but it's a whole lot of weight on my shoulders. Fast track the deal, but don't let them see the details. It's none of their business after all. They just get upset and stand in our way when there is money to be made. We mustn't tell them what's in the damn thing.
Clay Pigeon with ya. Dusty Show. My friends, we are gathered here today. WFMU. This is Jordan De La Sierra. Gymnosphere, Song of the Rose. At 45 RPM, unfortunately, but it's so instrumental. He just moved it up the piano a couple of octaves. Imagine it that way. And it still sounds fine. On the Unity label, 1977. And I just, I wish I could visit with you, but I don't have that kind of time. I entered this next song into the system, and I may have done it wrong. Oh, Glenn said not to draw comparisons, but Clay's sounding like Buck 65. And I didn't know who that was, Glenn. Buck 65. Maybe all you guys do. My sperm at Jiffy Lube. Oh man, I had an hour and a half sleep. And my wife was so sick, so she's tossing and turning. And then the cat jumps on the bed and walks on our hair to wake us up to get his friskies, or was it eums, iams. He wants it. And you can't get mad at a cat or a dog. They don't know any. They're not doing it on purpose. I'm going to go mess with this human's emotions. When I was younger, I wasn't that nice to the beasts. But Kirsten, you've really helped me in that regard. And now I just love animals. I get misty at all those things on Facebook. All of this cutest animal in the world. I'm at work looking at little puppies and lions and lemurs. All the little baby animals of the world. They are cute, aren't they? Hey, the thing I was going to say is I couldn't find anybody here that's played Blue Oyster Cult's Transmaniacon MC off the first album. It can't be true. When we enter a song in the Accu playlist, usually it'll tell you. And you always think, oh man, this time I've got a record nobody's going to have. But ultimately, they always do at FMU. You remember this one? I remember this from my high school. It seemed so heavy and cool then. I think this is their debut. And were those guys from Long Island? Blue Oyster Cult, were they a New York band? I think they were. Anyway, let's check it out. This is Blue Oyster Cult. Buck Dharma on guitar. Transmaniacon MC. Stay with me. Hardy's at 7. The TNP follows. G. Lampa jumped right on it. He said Staten, Clay. They're from Staten. Blue Oyster Cult. Eric Bloom turned 70 a few months ago. Says Apollyus. Iris loved the BOC. P90. All you guys are out there, you're the wind beneath our wings, as Bette Midler sang. Somebody else sang that. Roger Whittaker, I think.
There's a ship lies ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England she sails. You are so beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
I love all those Roger Whittaker types. Richard Clayderman. Beautiful music, soft music. WFMU, in the next half hour, you'll hear Linda Ronstadt and Lytle Ritchie. 10 minutes in front of 7, Clay Pigeon with you. Quick call, should we do it? Quick call, gotta be quick. Who's out there?
Hello?
You're on, man.
Oh, that was not. You know what?
Clay,
was excellent song.
The Transmaniacon, the Blue Oyster Cult?
It was just like, yeah, it was a good song.
Good song. Are you from New York?
No.
Jersey?
No.
Where are you at?
I'm originally from England.
From England, yeah. And where are you now?
I'm driving in South Orange.
Are you? Yeah, they're back then. Good Rats, too, was another band, I think, from around here that people liked.
Oh, good. From Long Island.
Yeah, see, people, they get a certain group of people gets real excited. Other people don't give a damn about Good Rats or even BOC, but there's a certain pocket of people. You mentioned Good Rats or BOC, they get real excited. Are you one of those people?
Well, no, they were like, you had to go, they were live bands.
Yeah.
They weren't ones you listen to on record.
You're from England.
You had to go there.
Do you like Wishbone Ash?
I do, actually, yeah.
Man, I love...
They're not like, you know, I like progressive rock.
Did you like a Yes?
Yeah,
King Crimson.
Gone. Then again, I like Iggy Pop, yeah. David Bowie,
You know what, man? I this is what happens with the
Fleetwood
hour.
Mac, I like Fleetwood Mac.
Of course you do. We've only got an hour. That's why I'm always interrupt and always seem hyper and you know... Maybe three someday. I'm lobbying next time around. Man, I just want to play music. You guys seem to love it. I got to tell you, though, I got to go. So I want you to give
your
message.
You're running out of time, then.
Your message of peace and love, man. And then I got to scramble.
My message is, you know what? Keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking, Mama. Hot Tuna. Nice to hear from you, man.
Take care.
Take care, bro. That's a nice call. So I better do this, and then we'll do that, and then we'll be out of here. So stick around.
Oh yes, there's gonna be a concert with Edgar Winter and Bachman Turner Overdrive. Oh yes, there's gonna be a concert in the Mojave Desert, a washed up and a donkey dive. Oh yes, there's gonna be a concert. Poco and Incubus and Sammy Hager's cousin, Quarterflesh and Todd Rundgren, Mary Peter, Paul Bunyan, a 10-ounce bag of Funyuns, Phil Mogg and UFO, the Beach Boys sing Kokomo with John Stamos on the bongos, Tito Puente's congos, Alex Garris, Punch Horse Mongo, Birdie Singo, Pretty Songo, Dudley Do Right versus Popeye, Horror Movies versus Sci-Fi, Middleton versus Princess Di, Open Collar versus Necktie, Friday Night Time for a Fish Fry, Blueberry versus Cherry Pie, Kaja Goo Goo, they sang Too Shy, The Four Tops did not sing my kind, Lieutenant Galley in my life, Massacre versus Chihuahua, Curse a body in a chartreuse, Hearst, yes, Patty, Hearst the Cindy, Honey's Liberation Army, STS the Weatherman, and Sean Amy Man and Christopher, Penny was a one in wonder, Bread versus Colonial Bread, Red Light Blood from Jerry Quarries, Head was hit by Muhammad Ali, Lee Trevino versus Chi Chi, Rodriguez and Donna Michi, Lady Gaga. Chaka of Montreal. Ken versus an old Barbie doll. Skippers drinking Barbasol and germicidal alcohols. Monty Hall versus Gene Rayburn. Duck Binnick, he loves Ty Tabor. Sergeant Carter loves Jim Neighbors. Time ain't doing you no favors. My lasagna's got two layers. Rod Laver versus Gary Play. Ergonomic overweight blue. Bird of Happiness and you. Ellis versus Frank Sinatra. Victoria versus Cleopatricide. Where do the children hide and seek? Gordon Jenkins and Skrillex, Joe Tex, Charlie Price. Something crawled up in you and I. Or you took your shoes off and you rubbed your wingtips in my face. Donnie versus Desmond Tutu. Fittipaldi wins the race. Leon Russell versus Richard. Mark Soutane is the tinsel snake. The nervous, rigid snake. A filthy fallen cake. Oh yes, a filthy, fallen cake. Sandy Duncan's glass eye. Merv Griffin's inner thigh. Livingston Taylor versus apple pie.
Gotta quit doing those at 5 in the morning. It was just crazy. I don't know what it means, but I have one more song I gotta get in here. So let's get it on. This is Dokken. I love this song. Into the Fire. Listen to the great voice of Don Dokken, the guitar of George Lynch. That's it for the Dusty Show. I'll come back and say goodbye in a minute. Stay with me now.
You weave your spell, your eyes, they beckon me. Your lips, they speak lies and misery.
gotta like this, don't you?
Into the fire.
A well-written hair metal song.
Into the fire. I'm falling again. Into the fire.
He's a good singer, too, Don Dokken.
Into the fire. I'm falling again. Into the fire.
Little testosterone boost for the guys. Comes in handy at our age, guys.
Into the fire! Into the fire! I'm falling into the fire!
It's been so much fun being with you today. Thanks for listening, you guys. That's it for me. Clay Pigeon, The Dusty Show, is in the can. It's history. I hope you enjoyed it. I really enjoyed being with you today. And now we get to visit with Hardy White. That's going to be fun. Until next time, take care. And always remember, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Join us now as we follow the further adventures of that crack detective, Hardy White. Hardy and Lou are hard at work in the office this morning.
Here's the flies you asked for, Hardy.
Flies?
Oh, sorry. I misread your handwriting. I meant files. Here they are.
Thanks, Lou.
Boy, this case is a tough nut to crack.
I think the expression is it's a tough case to crack.
Well, it's like a nut. No, not really. Yep, it's like a cold nut, though, since we can't solve it. Yeah, like they say, it's cold nut soup.
I don't know what that is, but I'll be in it if we don't solve this case.
A whole case of cold nut soup?
Yeah.
Any leads?
No, I mean, I know who did it.
What? If you know who did it, let's go get him, or her, or it, or a monkey dressed as a visiting dignitary.
Not so fast, Lou. I can't prove a thing.
So is this the case of the missing painting? It's called Mother and Chiclet by Dainty Mint, right?
Right you are, Lou.
And it went missing from the Weisenheimer Museum in broad daylight in front of hundreds of visitors.
Yeah, that's right.
And no one saw a thing?
Apparently not.
How is that possible?
Well, it's not, unless your name is Illusionist Counterfeit Painter Maker.
That crumb painter maker did it. Let's pick him up.
It's not that easy, Lou. We don't have any evidence.
What about his name? Who else could have done it?
If it worked that way, I would just go down to Iffy's Tavern and arrest pickpockets daily. But we still live in a society in which the police need more than a name that accurately describes your activities to convict a person of a crime.
Back in the day, we would just waltz into Iffy's, pick rats out, you guys, up by the collar and say, "Come clean." And then him and Canary Singer would tell us everything we need to know.
Times have changed for the better, Lou. Listen, I think I know a fellow who might shine some light on this case. I'm going to pay a visit to Diet Vitamin, my old friend, the actor and entrepreneur.
Oh, he's fancy.
Indeed, the fanciest. But he knows a lot about the art world, and maybe he's heard something. Also, in his criminal days, he was an associate of Professor Paintermaker.
Good thinking, Hardy. Always working. There's no files on you.
Hold the fort, Lou. I'll be back soon. A quick drive across town brings Hardy to the apartment of his longtime friend, the actor, inventor, and entrepreneur, Diet Vitamin.
My dear friend Hartimer, what brings you to my decidedly not humble abode?
I'm here on business, Vitamin.
Business? Show business, perhaps? Is there a role available? My work on Doctor Who has been rediscovered, hasn't it? You know my portrayal of Monster Number 2 is still talked about at conventions.
No, not show business.
An investment, perhaps? Do you wish to invest in my current undertaking? Please make the check out a discount suit outlet. It's a long story.
No, I don't want to invest in one of your schemes. I want some information on art theft.
Well, first, wear a large overcoat into the gallery and sort of hunch over so everyone will think you're infirmed and leave you alone.
No, I don't want to steal anything. I'm working on a case of a stolen painting.
Do you mean Mother and Chiclet?
Yes, the same.
Why would I know anything about it?
I thought maybe your art circle friends have talked.
No.
Have you seen Professor Paintermaker recently?
No, of course not. He hasn't been here already. We're not even friends anymore. Now, unless you have some rare footage of my Doctor Who appearance, I must ask you to leave. I'm having the house fumigated soon for rats.
All right, I'll leave you. But if you see or hear anything, give me a call.
Sure, sure. Good day, Hardy.
You did just fine.
Listen, Paintermaker, don't get me involved in your criminal schemes. I'm an upstanding citizen now with friends in high places.
If you mean high places like swinging from the gallows, I believe you. But you are to talk to no one.
Well, get that hot painting out of my apartment, then.
Oh, no, 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 no. That wouldn't be prudent. I'm a suspect, you know. It's the name, probably. Terribly unfair to be judged like that. But you are above suspicion because of your friendship with that stupid detective, Hardy White.
He's not so stupid, and it'll hang both of us.
I doubt it. That's Noose Snuggly's job.
Beat it, paint boy!
As Hardy leaves the scene, he senses there's something wrong and doubles back to confront Diet Vitamin.
Diet, hey, I have one more question.
Oh no, he's dead!
I'm not dead. I'm meditating, what is it?
Well, I was here earlier. Was Professor Illusionist Counterfeit Painter Maker lurking in the other room where he'd hid the stolen painting?
Yes.
Do you mind if I snag the painting?
Help yourself. It's on the bed in the guest room.
Thanks, Diet. I appreciate it.
No problem. Sorry it was so awkward. He was threatening to kill me.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Does this put you in any danger?
Probably. Unless you arrest him first.
Well, where is he?
He went down to Iffy's Tavern to brag to Stooley and the gang about the theft.
Oh, thanks, friend. One more question, Hardy.
Sure. Am I a real friend? Or one of those embarrassing friends that you're ashamed of?
No, we're friends.
But not the go-out-and-do-things-in-public kind. More the kind that you are too kind to dump. But not so kind that you'd be seen with me.
No, man, we're friends.
But we never do anything or go anywhere.
Well, I'm super busy with detective stuff.
I'm like your friends Stinky Alday and Garbage Ginny.
No, I mean, yes.
You'd never be caught dead at a fancy restaurant with those two.
They're just more comfortable at home, I think.
I think you're ashamed of your old friends, Hardy.
No!
What?
Listen, we'll go do something soon.
Like what?
I don't know. Bowling.
I'd love